Financing. There's good and there's bad. Let's be real clear on this. Consumer debt is bad, always has been, always will be bad.
And you count mortgages as part of consumer. The mortgage on my home would be...
Mortgage on your home is absolutely consumer debt, because no matter where you live, you could rent your house for less money than your mortgage. Not saying you should rent a house. That's a lifestyle choice. I own my own home. I simply used my program to pay off my mortgage. People I know that are rich are. I know TV wants us to believe otherwise. I know marketers want us to believe otherwise. I know people who loan money want us to think otherwise. But look, lenders aren't your friend, folks. Compound interest is the most powerful thing on the world. Einstein said it. He thought it was more powerful than splitting the atom. And you're using compound interest against you. You know, a 30-year mortgage, you make payments for 7 years, you pay off about 7% of the balance, and most people then buy another house. So they're perpetually paying the interest. People go to tax deduction.
So are you saying I should only buy a home if I can buy it cash?
No. First home, starting out, you're almost for sure going to need to do a mortgage. But what we're going to do is we're going to wrap it into this plan to where we vaporize that loan within 3 to 7 years. We're going to pay it off. For most people, when they're buying a house, they should buy less than what they're buying now. And again, this is the whole I got to have it now stuff. And I had that too. But here's what I know. Look, if I buy my house now and I pay it off in 3 to 5 years and I own it free and clear, I can then down the road end up living in pretty much any house I want to where, like we were talking about, we're looking at building a house now on land. We've got 3 acres on the top of a mountain, and you know the town we're in here, Phoenix. This is about as sweet as a piece of land could get, backing to a preserve, unobstructed views, the highest house on the mountain, and we're building it cash. Couldn't have done that if I was still living in a house with a big mortgage and kept doing the mortgage, kept doing the mortgage, kept doing the mortgage. So debt is bad, always has been bad. The only debt that's good is investment debt. And investment debt is something where somebody else pays. So I have tens of millions of dollars always in debt, but it's investment debt. It's a property where, you know, my mortgage payment is $8,000, but the tenant pays me $1,200 a month. I want all these I can get. But what I don't want is I don't want debt that eats me. The number one reason people are broke is not because they don't make enough money, it's because they have too much dang debt.
So can you talk to us about getting out of the debt?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to be covering that in just a couple minutes. I want the last two steps. Sixth step is financial competence, intelligence, and responsibility. You're going to accept responsibility for your life. You're going to do the action steps in the workbook that you need to do. And you're going to continue to educate yourself and become smarter and use that God-given common sense, especially now that you're being shown exactly how to use it. Seventh step is we're going to live debt-free. So let's talk about living debt-free. Living debt-free is really simple. We need to look at, first of all, why we got to being in debt. What happened? You know, it's not like any of us were born and thought, you know, hey, I think it'd be a really good idea to be in debt, but that's where so many of us end. I mean, I love that there's a commercial now on TV that's been around for a while, and there's a guy, he's barbecuing, and he's got a big smile on his face, and there's a pool, and the kids are playing, and he's like, you know, how do I afford this? The country club membership, the big car, the house. I'm in debt up to my eyeballs. And that sums up so many people. It is, I know the worst things. I mean, I can remember in the late 80s, you know, 1990, laying in bed worrying about making payments. I can remember, you know, sitting down with my wife, and we had a first and a second mortgage. It was about $215,000. Leased Mercedes was $625 a month. We had an SUV that was $500 a month. There was $20,000 in charge cards. I figured that it was hopeless, that I was going to be in debt for the rest of my life. You know, I could see paying other things off, but I figured I was always going to have a mortgage. And I don't know about the people listening, but I know for myself, I've had many unpleasant nights in my life before I learned my systems that I use now, where, you know, the debt was a worry. And there was times when I was worried about making the payments.
I think it's a very common experience.
Yeah, and it's not a good one. You know, you can see I'm a little emotional about this, John. It's not a good place to be. And, you know, people go, you know, John, it must be amazing. Because, you know, we do the Burley Boot Camp, and I have many graduates who have 100, 200, 500 properties. When we do the training, you know, for every four students, there's one instructor. They're all students of the system. And every one of them in 18 months to 3 years became financially free doing the real estate deals, which just accelerated as far as the returns. But they did the money step. I mean, you know, and it's amazing to have that number of people who are financially free. People go, it must be so cool. These guys do all these deals. And I go, yeah, it is cool. But it's far more cooler for me when I'm doing places where I've taught at and I'll come back 3 or 4 years later. And people come up and they show me their mortgage paid off. That they're debt-free.
Yes.
I don't care if they never did a real estate deal in their life. If they never did any of the big stuff you're going to learn in this program, they're debt-free because it's such freedom. I mean, so, you know, imagine those of you right now. I mean, imagine what it'd be like to drive home from work in 3 to 5 years from now, to drive home from work in your car that you own.
And you're saying that this is possible simply by applying this system, not through some sudden huge win.
Sudden huge wins don't work for most, because all we do is we piss the money away. This is just 10% of your income. We're going to get you debt free. So you can drive home in your own car. You're going to go into the garage and your garage is still going to be filled with junk like mine. But here's the cool thing. You won't own any of that. I mean, it's not like you finance this stuff and it's sitting in your garage. At least you own it. You know, you go in, you watch your TV, it's your TV. The best part for my wife and I was laying in bed and looking at the ceiling. It's like, we own this. And for my wife more than me, although for me too, it was that knowledge that, look, no one's ever taken this stuff. No matter what bumps hit us in life, we own this.